This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, with your weekly reality check. Dear Chairman Tucker, it cannot be the happiest new year for you as chairman of the Flagler County School Board, the most dysfunctional elected board in the county. It's an impressive achievement in a county of dysfunctional boards. It hasn't been the happiest years, old or new, for the rest of us either. We remember when the school board, going back to 2005, was the most collegial local government board there was. It's now become an embarrassment of witch hunts, QAnonism, COVID denialism, anti-black and anti-LGBTQ bigotry, and of course book burning, the last barely a metaphor. Students can now skip their history classes segments on the Inquisition and antebellum America and turn on your meetings webcasts instead. There is only so much you can or should do as chairman to control the hallucinations of Janet McDonald and Jill Woolbright, who are directly and exclusively responsible for this devolution, so it's not necessarily fair to refer to the imposture as the school board. I don't mean to implicate you and your two colleagues, Colleen Conklin and Cheryl Massaro, who have kept their feet firmly planted in the 21st century, not to mention in law. The three of you have managed, so far anyway, to keep the wheels on this school bus from flailing. That doesn't mean there's nothing you can do to douse the bonfires. For one, it seems curious that you're willing to enforce your school board rules only one way. You were very quick to silence one of those mummies for liberty at Tuesday's meeting when she began to sputter some lies about Conklin. You told her that she was prohibited from naming individuals on the board. But if that's the case, why have you allowed the likes of Woolbright and McDonald to use their position on the dice to slander individual news organizations, namely, of course, Flagler Live, or, as Woolbright did before the break, Flagler Parent, a Facebook group that's kept its eyes on the board for several years and done a good job of it, to Woolbright's displeasure. I happen to think the prohibition on the public to single out board members by name is illegal, and I'm glad to see a bill in the legislature potentially addressing that, but it's worth noting the board's hypocrisy on that score. You don't want to be singled out, but the rule doesn't apply to you as board members. Perhaps you could bring a little consistency to bear. Second, you've been on the school board long enough to know a few things about the Sunshine Law and to speak up for it. At a recent meeting, Woolbright was incensed that news reporting had beaten the board to its own punch with articles about her book banning follies, as if our job is just to sit and wait for PR handouts. She literally said that the board had its own PR office and that all messaging should be channeled through it, and anything else was somehow a leak. But it's part of your responsibility, you as chairman and you as board members, to know the law, and to know that anything school-related in your possession, other than student records, is public record. There is no such thing as leaking a public record. We don't need leaks. It's enough to do our job as reporters. But it's not your job to sit on information until your PR machine is ready, as Woolbright would like. That is illegal. Again, you're not implicated, but your silence is enabling your two rogue colleagues' hypocrisy and misinformation. You remember what the school board was like before these two hijacked it. We all do. Until they have a majority, it's in your power, Chairman Tucker, to assert the reality-based majority you speak for. This is Pierre Tristram, editor of Flagler Live, your 24-hour online news source. Thanks for listening.